Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville Fire and Rescue Chief Jim Mitchell about two candidates that recently received an exemption to be hired by the Knoxville Fire and Rescue and what it takes to be a firefighter.
What does that do for your department to have those guys and to be able to recruit moving forward?
Well, it helps tremendously. And let me, if I can, explain the difference between a cadet and a member. A cadet is a high school program. These are young men and women that age 16 to 18. They are in high school. One of our requirements for to be a cadet is that you have to maintain a 2.5 grade point average. So these are smart individuals. You have to have a clean background. Can't be in trouble with the law. The standards are high for our cadets. Now, having said that, these are two individuals that's been around our program. They've been in part of the cadet program for 2 years. They've been in the station. They've been on the fire ground. They've even attended a few EMS calls. So, to be honest, they're proven. We know their work ethic. We know their passion and their desire. Both of these individuals are planning on moving forward to DMAC next year, next fall, and attending the fire science program. When they end that program, they'll end up not only with an associate's degree in fire science, but they're going to end up being certified at the Firefighter 1 level, Firefighter 2 level, EMT, I believe a fire inspector is included in that. So they'll have all kinds of certifications. I want to help them. I want to help them get a leg up on that program. They can help us this summer if we get them trained to the Firefighter 1 level, and we can do that in-house, free of charge. It's just our time, which I guess isn't free of charge, but it is. It'll save them some money in tuition. They won't have to pay for that when they go to DMAC. They'll already have it. And this summer, they can serve the Knoxville Fire Department as firefighters. And that's our goal. Like I said, these people are proven. They're a leg up on anybody else that comes into the Knoxville Fire Department. To be honest, I wanted to exempt the high school diploma so that we can start their training. By being a full member compared to a cadet is the difference of being insurable or not insurable. Making sure that once they're a member, then I can make sure that they're insured by the city's insurance. If they're cadets, they're not insured. And that's why they're limited on what activities they can perform and provide for us. So the training aspect, we do a lot of training. We make it very similar to the real thing, the real fire ground. And sometimes it puts you in harm's way. There's some hazards associated with that. There's some dangers that one could be injured. And I would feel much better. I feel that the city's better protected liability-wise if they're insured versus not insured. Having two more individuals help us with responding, driving the ambulance, helping us on fire scenes will be tremendous.
So what does it do for you to just be able to have these cadets, not even full members, but cadets on your team, basically, to help with these situations where you have call after call after call after call?
Well, their benefit, on a fire scene, they can go get equipment, bring it to the front door. They know why they're bringing that piece of equipment. They know where that piece of equipment is on the truck. On EMS calls, it's a little bit more limited. However, one of the calls that we went on was a rescue down in a ditch. Well, they can certainly help bring equipment down into the ditch. They can help carry the patient out of the ditch. And they've done those kinds of tasks before. They understand what we're doing, why we're doing it, and they can contribute to the success of that operation. So it's huge.
So now also moving forward, I know that you're trying to recruit more people to come here, more guys for your department. What do you got to do, or what have you been doing to try and get those guys here, and what do you feel that you need to do more to try and get some quality guys here in your department so you can have the number of people to be here for those calls?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. We've advertised on Facebook, and we've talked to you folks before about the need for members. Having said that, it's not easy to be a firefighter. First of all, just to be a firefighter, it's about a five-month training program of going two nights a week, occasionally meeting on a Saturday, perfecting 119 different skills. making sure you understand fire science, making sure you understand how to ventilate a structure, how to rescue people, whether it be from ground level or elevated level. So there's a whole different technique of taking someone out of a window onto a ladder, down that ladder. There's lots of education, training, and experience. They need to experience that. So fire training is about a five-month program. And then we throw on EMT. And EMT is a 120-hour course. So that's approximately another 5 months of two nights a week. So it's 10 months worth of education. As adults, we kind of shy away from that training. And to know that you have to take a test at the end of this to become certified, adults really kind of freak out with that. And it's just the adult learning process. And I understand that, not to mention the time commitment. And there's a lot of folks are interested in helping, but once they understand the time commitment, then they realize with family, with kids, with a spouse, with, you know, taking care of a home, a full-time job, they just don't have time for it. So I'd like to tell you that there's an easy way out. There's an easy learning process to becoming a member of the Knoxville Fire Department, but it really isn't easy. It's hard work. That's what makes it an honor to be a member of the Knoxville Fire Department.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.